Welcome back. I'm trying to figure out how to do this best. Top of the second hour this Friday, October 19th, 2018. Second hour of Road Warrior Radio. And I want to go back to the phones. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But there's an interesting little clip you can find on YouTube. CBS Sunday Morning last Sunday did a segment. The YouTube video is titled, it's 7 minutes long, it's titled The Flat Earth Movement, People Who Ignore Science. The Flat Earth Movement, People Who Ignore Science. Did you know that CBS Sunday Morning covered this? It's interesting, and they feature in the middle of the video, this is why I wanted to play this, Tom Nichols, who teaches at Harvard Extension School and also won Jeopardy 5 times. And you start to get a feel for a sort of idiocracy narrative, you know. He's the smartest man in the world. We should listen to him. If he says it, then it must be true. And his first remarks, they quote him saying, people have lost faith in experts. We've developed a sort of reverse snobbery. To that I say, no. You know, and this gets sort of to, I think, what, you know, sort of what Paul was saying in part, at least, you know, with the defense contractors, you know, quip and stuff. You know, the soothsayers and high priests of data and the philosopher kings, the technocrats. You know, we've been plagued by these folks for generations now, decades and generations. But, you know, when we reflect, they've always, you know, they have been trying to wow and awe us since time immemorial, actually. You know, I think it was Daniel, right? Isn't the story Daniel? They tried to, it's Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, if I remember correctly. Maybe I have those figures wrong, but wasn't it them who tried to tell Nebuchadnezzar they were the only ones who could interpret his dream or dreams? But when he said, first tell me the dream and then interpret it for me, or I'll have your head on a platter, they rushed to summon Daniel. I think that's how the story went. And, you know, and he gave all credit, all glory and honor to God. First, you know, first there is one who can, you know, do that, what you're talking about. I'm a liaison, he said, but there's one who can do that, only one. Anyway, they've tried to do that, because if they can do that, and if they can control and script events and things and then tell you what's going to happen before what they scripted and controlled, then, oh my goodness, wow, they must know the future. They must be, you know. No, what is it? Isaiah 46:9-10. God says that he and he alone declares the end from the beginning. Anyway, more on that. I want to play the clip, but maybe we'll hold that for now. The Flat Earth Movement, People Who Ignore Science, from CBS Sunday Morning. And then there's maybe one or two more. Donald Trump's flap last night. A vote for John Tester. Oops. I don't hear anybody talking about that. That was pretty awesome. Anyway, to the phones again. John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Let's go in reverse order. The Flat Earth Movement. Okay? Let me ask everyone out there that has a vacuum cleaner. Take the lid off your vacuum or cut a hole in the hose somewhere between the intake and the motor, and what happens? It doesn't work. Now, we're led to believe, because of a magical theory, still after 500 and some years, Chris, still a theory of gravity, that somehow this magical force of gravity is holding 14.7 pounds per square inch at sea level right next door to a vacuum of space. It makes no sense. Wouldn't the pressure equalize? So, I mean, that in and of itself was an awakening moment for me. Enough said about the flat Earth.
Just out of curiosity, have you seen the CBS Sunday Morning segment?
No, I haven't. And I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, And then Paul, what Paul said, we all know what can go on and what does go on. Here's a little bit deeper. What goes on in a funeral home that's owned by the mob, or that is, they've got a monopoly. Listen to this, man, a monopoly on getting rid of the dead people.
Yeah.
And a legality or legal way of doing it by either 6 foot underground or incineration. And who in the world is going to be supposedly morbid enough to say, are you sure that's John's ashes? We need to do a DNA test on the ash. How many people are disappearing through a funeral home that is operated for the most part? I know some funeral home operators, high-level masons. You cannot.
Well, yeah, that's definitely, there's definitely, I would say, a direct connection there. And there have been lots of stories lately about, weird stuff, bodies being found in places. And yeah.
There, a couple of years ago down in, I think it was either Georgia or Alabama, there was a funeral home where they would literally just throwing the body, halfway burying bodies behind the building on property that they owned, and it was just
or in basements.
But let's take it one step further. Here in Nashville, Tennessee, 3 or 4 days ago, some high school students made cookies for the classroom, sugar cookies that contained, and don't ask me how I knew or how they found out, contained ashes from the baker's grandparents. Two questions. What happened to cause them to look at the cookies? And what on earth, or what is going on in hell in our kids' minds that they would mix cremated remains of their grandparents into a cookie and take it to school and actually be able to serve it up? So let's go one step back. Did we win the Revolutionary War? Well, Chris, we did, because every time the Queen comes here, she gets a gift. And every time we go see her, we bow before her. We had to have won. Chris,
of course.
Don't be ridiculous. We won the war.
Yeah.
Enough said. But, are we in bad shape? Yeah. I think we might be in dire straits.
Yeah.
But I'm still happy. I just, it's completely obvious. And one more thing, World War II, what was it about? It was like every other war. If it's not revolving around money, it's getting rid, whether anyone wants to believe it or not, offering up, think about this, when a Christian nation of Germany prior to World War I and II, and a supposedly Christian nation of England and a Christian nation of the United States can't settle their differences without killing one another, and who, for the most part, who died? Christians bowing their knee to the same God, to the same Jesus Christ, saying, God, help me kill my enemies, keep me safe. The chaplains, the priest, and whatever they call the Anglican bishop or the Anglican priest and the German bishop, all saying, don't worry, boys, God's on our side. I think God was shaking his head saying, I don't have any part in this. It all boils back to destroying Christians and eugenics, period. When they brought Hitler, or when they brought the German regime to Nuremberg after the war, they were praising Cold Springs Harbor and Dr. Llewellyn, and I think his name was Donegan or something like that. I never can remember his name. They were praising the research down at Cold Springs Harbor with the American eugenics movement. That's where Germany got their idea to do it, people. America.
Yep. Yeah. And it was, those were incubators. Absolutely. Those were incubators. And then it was re-imported. We imported the worst of their work, in operations like Paperclip and picked up where they left off, which is why.
What it boils down to, Chris, excuse me, but what it boils down to is their desire to go back to the what the Bible calls the men of renown, the giants in the land, the superhuman race, superhuman, because they know what the battle is. And American Christians and worldwide Christians, for the most part, they're not ignorant. I mean, they are ignorant, but once the information comes, it's so different to what the controlled, government-subsidized, so-called churches have instructed and taught them and told them what the Bible has to say, that they can't bear to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that's part of the knowledge of the truth, people.
Well, you know, speaking of that,
I'll let you go. I'll listen.
Well, okay, so last thing I'll say to that, and then we'll continue on. But, you know, recently ESPN and others are losing their minds over Boban Marjanovic's standing dunk, they call it. Folks, if you do a search like on YouTube or a search engine for Boban, B-O-B-A-N, standing dunk, you'll see what I'm talking about. This is a guy who stands next to the basketball hoop, you know, and dunks basically on his tippy toes. So, you know, 10 feet.
Well, and while you brought something else to mind, I wish people could see the video that I shared with you. I don't even remember what it was called, from 60 Minutes Australia, World's Tallest Man. They need to look at that, and that'll bring a lot of things to light.
Yeah, well, in a similar sense, you know, here's Boban Marjanovic, who towers over the giants of the NBA. He makes them look like little people.
Well, so. It's just a birth defect, Chris. He couldn't help it.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Take care.
All right. Thanks, John. Folks, if you don't know exactly what John's talking about, go read you know, first of all, if you haven't already, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, invite, you know, get the secret decoder ring, the Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit into your study and, you know, go there as the Spirit leads. I don't advocate any man getting in between you and that time at all, including myself. But, you know, if it's within your purview, so to speak, do that first. Based on that leading, maybe find your favorite translation or, you know, whatever, couple of them, or go back to the Hebrew or, you know, the Greek and Aramaic for the New Testament or whatever, you know, you are led to do. But read Genesis chapter 6 and read it just for yourself with the Holy Spirit, you know, the spirit to spirit talk, basically, Holy Spirit and your spirit communing, and see what you come away with and, you know, where you go from there. Hopefully that makes sense. Yeah, so point of clarification on Jamal Khashoggi, Mr. Bordop. Yeah, it's interesting how this is not clear. I've read a few articles, haven't really jumped into it because it's just sort of you know, again, I think it's misdirection. There's something really fishy going on here. This feigned outrage, you know, ridiculous. These companies are walking away from this and that. Really? Which takes me back, you know, some folks on this network have done some coverage of this. John Stadmiller, the last couple of days, particularly on the National Intel Report, has done some stuff. But it's, you know, it's interesting how unclear, how clear as mud the story. What exactly was he doing there? It's interesting how that sort of keeps shifting. It's sort of fluid. So Mr. Bordop says he was finalizing his divorce, receiving documents necessary to marry his now former, parenthetically, you know, with a question mark, he asks, fiance. Do you see what I'm saying? First it was a divorce. Then it was, sorting out his marriage paper stuff. And now it's both. And why isn't it just very clear? Very fishy. And the feigned outrage is a real harbinger to me. If we were that concerned, maybe we wouldn't have UN human rights violators as our dearest allies in the region. Do you think? Even the corrupt UN Human Rights Council knows. I've mentioned this before. I'll just do this real fast. If you're not familiar, go to the Wikipedia entry for United Nations Human Rights Council. The UN is a corrupt organization. It is an anti-American, anti-national sovereignty. And national sovereignty itself is a layer of the onion that we should back off from, back away from. If you don't understand that, maybe the first place to start is the Bellamy Salute. You know, who were Francis and Edward Bellamy? The Pledge of Allegiance. So you're a what? You're a national socialist? Like the Fabian socialists? You know? It was a union of states, right? But I digress. You know, again, bumping control further and further and further and further while centralizing control more and more, shall we say, not further and further up. A false paradigm. Centralizing control more and more. Didn't the founders say specifically that was a bad idea? Bad idea, right? Bad idea. Lord Acton summarized it best. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Centralized power corrupts absolutely. You know, what did James Madison argue is the very definition of tyranny? Anyway, the UN Human Rights Council, you go to the Wikipedia entry for UN Human Rights Council. Under specific issues, you have section 2.2 Israel, and under candidacy issues, you have 3.3 Saudi Arabia. So here's what the corrupt UN HRC even knows. Even they know. So clicking on Israel. Overview. As of 2018, Israel has been condemned in 78 resolutions by the council since its creation in 2006. The council has resolved more resolutions condemning Israel than the rest of the world combined. Getting back to, are we Americans or are we British subjects? I don't like roundabouts. You know, in the same sense, why is Israel, the worst human rights violator on the planet, training our military and our law enforcement? Doesn't that seem maybe like counterproductive to anyone else? Continuing, by April 2007, the council had passed 11 resolutions condemning Israel, the only country which it had specifically condemned. Toward Sudan, a country with human rights abuses, as documented by the council's working groups, it expressed deep concern, quote unquote. They want to make this objection to Israel a permanent feature of every council session. But Chris, why are you anti-Semitic? Why do you hate the Jews? I don't. I don't think that Israel, this so-called Israel, this British construct, post-World War construct, actually pre-World War II construct, is the biblical
homeowners,
Israel.
If your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. All right, so UNHRC, that's Israel. This feigned outrage over Jamal Khashoggi, just to conclude, if you go to UNHRC Wikipedia entry and then you go down to candidacy issues, click on Saudi Arabia, the discussion of the offenses of Saudi Arabia are in there too. And it's interesting. These are the two dearest allies in the region. Anybody with any sense doing any kind of just cursory examination of the subject finds Israel and Saudi Arabia, these post, well, you know, these 20th century constructs, British constructs, they are, who created Saudi Arabia and so-called Israel. It's not the biblical Israel by any stretch of the imagination. What was Israel? It was, you know, Jacob had his name changed by God to Israel, and Israel is Jacob's descendants. And then there's the, you know, who are the Jews in the New Testament? Specifically, Paul tells us in very unequivocal terms in Romans 2 and Romans 9. Just read it. Very straightforward. Replacement theory, replacement ideology is hogwash. and misdirection, and so is identity theory and all of that. It's all hogwash. Just read Romans 2 and Romans 9. Keep it simple. It's real simple. So anyway, these are, you know, so you see that the same forces created these two worst human rights violators on the planet, and you know they're cooperating, but the ideology they proliferate creates conflict between groups worldwide. That's interesting, which sounds like Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871. Interesting. Anyway, enough about that. Hopefully that makes sense. We have, I believe, Tom Lacovara joining us, right? Tom?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Good, thanks. Thanks for jumping in. Oh,
no, always. I had an enormous amount of emails and messages from when you were on the other night. Apparently, our listeners like it when you and I team up, so I figured I'd wake up early and have my coffee, and I just chatted with Richie from Boston for a little bit. He's on his way to Virginia to explore a mound on someone's property in an undisclosed location, so I figured I'd kind of watch his back a little bit legally when it comes to that and warn him about some of the things I've seen out here in the western states. But that, you know, listening to your conversation there about very large people kind of drew my attention to that.
Yeah, the Nephilim discussion, basically, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to mention that I reposted the post you made a couple of days ago, the show. What was the description? The is a long description, and you've done several of these kinds of broadcasts, which I am very appreciative of. The, you know, Bruce Ray Riggs, Chris Ann Hall, you know, that kind of really trying to dig in deep to, you know, what we had, what we still should have, what's happened along the way, how, you know, how we were led astray. And so Wednesday was one of those kinds of broadcasts, right?
Yeah.
So do you want to dive into that subject matter at all? Because I think if anyone has done a good job of really trying to circle the wagons on subject matter and subject matter experts, when it comes to that, it's you, in my opinion.
Well, I've tried to. It's you know, when it comes down to it, government and the meaning of government means mind control, right? So we know this, and we're sold that we're a free people, a free country, and all of this other business. But if you don't know who you are, you don't know your status, you don't know how to navigate, and this includes me. You know, Chris, I'm going to sit here and say that as many years as I have researched and as much as I knew, I wasn't prepared to deal with the legal system as it just came. But we're going into break. I'll touch on that on the other side.
Right on. Stick around, folks. Good stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, October 19th, 2018, joined once again by Tom Lacovera Stewart, host of Resurrect the Republic here on RBN. I'm sure everybody listening to this broadcast knows, but just in case, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Central, right? Isn't that?
Yes. I would like to just say last night I had to do a rebroadcast. I want folks out there to know I have Lyme disease, and I'm having a little bit of a flare-up, and I don't like to do rebroadcasts. I don't like to do it. I don't like to do that to our listening audience, and I just wanted to apologize for last night. I was very ill last night, and I just couldn't do it. So when you guys hear that I do a rebroadcast, just realize that there's other things going on that you may not realize. So my apologies for that.
Yeah. And, like we discussed the other day, I mean, ain't none of us getting rich and famous doing this. So, you know, there's life too. It's not like
we are running a little bit of a promotion to raise money for RTR. We have one of our supporters has offered to put forward a brand new computer operating system of the winner's choice. If for every $25 they donate to our PayPal on rtrtruthmedia.com, they get one ticket in the bowl. It's going to be $500 computer, brand new, name brand, with the operating system of choice. If it has Windows 10 and they don't like Windows 10, the person that's donating this is a computer specialist, and he will gladly replace the operating system with, say, Windows 7, which is what I prefer.
When you guys talked about that the other day, I thought, or Linux? What about a Linux distro?
You know, I believe that nothing is off the table for this gentleman to be able to do. Really, this is kind of like a rare opportunity to have somebody that's also providing the instrument, also is a computer expert. So he could probably do quite a few tweaks to make it, you know, just to make it more personal to the individual that wins. So we're trying to raise, we're not trying to raise a whole ton of money. I'm not in this for the money. You know that. We're trying to raise like $1,000 for some equipment. And to be quite honest, for a little bit of medical situation going on. But other than that, you know, $25 a ticket. And when we reach the $1,000 goal, we'll do the drawing live on live stream. My wife will be reaching in and pulling the ticket. None of our friends are participating, so it's not a rigged by any means. It's only going to be listeners and subscribers and stuff like that. Yeah,
right on. Very cool.
Yeah. I'm blessed to have a couple really wonderful people who believe in what we do, and we've been doing this a long time, and just trying to wake people up as to the reality. I see people trapped in this left-right paradigm. Now, there's no secret. I'm probably pretty hardcore when it comes to certain aspects of conservatism. I consider myself kind of like a Ron Paul kind of paleo-conservative. But that being said, principles over party. And the one question I've always had to ask of fellow Christians is, how can you declare yourself a Christian and have the moral consistency to support the state of Israel? It just doesn't make sense to me. So things like that, it's just they fracture people's minds. So minds, that's really kind of important. You know?
Speaking of that, for people who don't understand what you mean, it's this Zionism, or I'd call it political Zionist bent, that has gripped the world really at large one of the big pivotal moments was the First Zionist Congress in 1897, and there's stuff happening. And
yes,
I've talked about the fact that by the turn of the century, there's already talk of carving up the land. And so we again, to you know, get back to your point about this dialectical conflict, this false left-right, or, you know, however it's defined, you have to have these two legs to move in a direction. People who know about the Oded Yanan plan, Greater Israel plan, need to also keep in mind the Greater Middle East project, because that's, you know, they both want to expand in the region. And they're both basically cooperating, collaborating, conspiring to do that. But I usually point to Waleed Khalidi's article titled "The Jewish Ottoman Land Company: Herzl's Blueprint for the Colonization of Palestine." It was published in 1993, and he opens the article saying some 60 years ago, so the 1930s, Adolf Baum, a leading authority on early Zionism, published the full text of a remarkable document from the Herzl archives in Vienna. This is the draft of a proposed agreement between the World Zionist Organization and the Ottoman government, excuse me, concerning, and remember the songs, folks, you know, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Anyway, what was happening in the 20th century? Where did Saudi Arabia come from? You know, Philby of Arabia. We've talked about that story. Where did this so-called Israel come from? Anyway, so this agreement between World Zionist Organization and the Jewish Ottoman Land Company for the settlement of Palestine and Syria. Well, when did that happen? The document does not bear a date, Waleed Khalidi writes, but seems to have been drawn up sometime between the summer of 1901 and early 1902. What? Its authors seem to have been principally Theodor Herzl, the founder of Zionism, and Arminius Vambery, a Hungarian Orientalist of Jewish descent. Vambery was not only close to Herzl, but also to Abdul Hamid, the Ottoman Sultan. So they're carving up the entire region by the turn of the 20th century. So that's why I point to, you know, World Zionist Congress meeting 1897. That's where the Israeli flag was flown, or the, you know, House of Rothschild flag. Anyway, to your point, though, for those who don't know, that's a little backstory. But here's the punchline, I guess, in the story. Allison Weir reminds us, Allison Weir over at If Americans Knew, reminds us that Dorothy Thompson was, you can go to Wikipedia and see this. She was recognized in 1939 by Time Magazine as the second most influential woman in America, second only to Eleanor Roosevelt. And so that's 1939. By 1945, and you can skip down to the section titled Fame and Controversy in her Wikipedia entry. By 1945, just 6 years later, the Wikipedia, she was a spokesperson for Zionism in the intermediary years. By 1945, you know, okay, so here's what it says. Thompson switched her views around radically about Zionism, that is, after a trip to Palestine. Exactly what Allison Weir did. She was hearing things. She said, well, you know, I'll go. Not on one of these, you know, guided tourism trips, basically, where, you know, Israeli agents are shooting at us pretending to be Palestinians. But I'll just go by myself and see what I find. So anyway, Dorothy Thompson went on a trip to Palestine, switched her views entirely about Zionism, and ran into difficulties, it says, including accusations of anti-Semitism, which she strongly rebuffed after being warned that hostility toward Israel was, in the American press world, quote, almost a definition of professional suicide. But what's my point? What Tom just said about people who call themselves Christians and support this so-called thing, this, you know, British construct, Israel, that is not the biblical Israel. How can you do that? What does he mean? Well, the Wikipedia entry concludes this point with this. She eventually concluded that Zionism was a recipe for perpetual war. And that's what it is. And so how can you support this thing called Israel that is really the Zionist hotbed of the world when it's, you know, that's it. It's a recipe for perpetual war. Am I tracking, Tom?
Yeah. And, you know, just to it's always brought up, and I try and at least in every show mention this, and it's a shame that we have to, the whole concept of anti-Semitism being a really great trick, a tool that's used to silence the dissent of this agenda and this industry that's become that, you know, that Norm Finkelstein calls the Holocaust industry, that is meant to browbeat and to mind control, again, government, mind control the public into, you know, everybody knows about the 6 million, or the, what about the Holodomor and the millions and millions upon millions of people that were killed, far exceeding even the purported amount that were killed in the Holocaust.
Well,
which I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. But I just had on my show the other night a girl who was born and raised into an Orthodox Jewish household, and she's rejected this. Not and only because she has, first of all, she has a soul, she has a conscience, and she sees what's going on. She was a former leftist, a former feminist. She rejected feminism. She's rejected the left. She's first she had to pull herself out of one mind control. Then she found that she had another one going on around her. And now she's thankfully a voluntarist, more like, I guess, a libertarian spirit. But, you know, these people, she's Jewish and a wonderful girl, incredibly intelligent, tons of love in her heart. This isn't about hatred of anybody. This is about really despising the evil treatment of other human beings. And if you call yourself a Christian and you can get behind what's going on over there, I dare say that you have been mind controlled into Judaism 2.0 or Judaism light.
Absolutely. Know? Or Zionism, I would call it, you know.
I know it goes deeper. I've had this conversation. It's funny you mentioned that. I've had this conversation with people and I kind of take it from two angles. There's political Zionism, but at the absolute apex of political Zionism, you have these true believers in the chosen people that's based upon Talmudic law. And even some of these people that espouse this ideology, that were born and raised into this ideology, you'll find that many of them are atheistic, but they still think that they're the chosen people. This is how fractured their own minds are. We're all just human beings on this planet, right? So this is all about what's going on in people's minds. I don't believe in the DNA being poisoned or a people being poisoned by genetics or any kind. This is about the mind, the compass mentis, the mind. And this is mind control. These people are born and raised into this, whether it's a elitist cult, whether it's a Talmudic cult, whether it's a Catholic or Christian cult. And I'm a Christian, so I think that it's important to illustrate how those who call themselves Christians in different sects or whatever are also getting it wrong. Whenever your religion can justify the harming of other people, especially innocent women and children, you have to really think about whether you're not you're buying into a mind control cult. And that's it's as simple as that.
There are, you know, ways that we have been propagandized and victimized that people don't realize. You know, the justification a lot of times is, you know, they're attacking. I mean, again, that false narrative I mentioned earlier about Iran, you know, people saying, well, Iran is the greatest sponsor of terror. No, actually, that's not true. And where are the details on that? The greatest sponsors of terrorism are our dearest allies in the region.
Yes.
Israel and Saudi Arabia. And that's just unequivocal. There's no
if you dig into
the facts, there's no debate on that.
I also want to be clear, and this is one of the reasons why although I've been a little targeted by right-wing watch here and there about some of my positions on the U.S. government, I've really not been pursued publicly about my position on Israel or Judaism because I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. I'm not a real big fan of Iran, but at the same time, they're certainly not the world's greatest evil. And to be quite frank, what happens in Iran is none of my business. What happens in America is my business. Right. So Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't even want to think about that cesspool of insanity or how we can just. Oh, by the way, there was a huge cash payment. Now, I know that this was scheduled sometime in the spring or summer immediately following this, the death of Khashoggi, this journalist in.
$100 million.
$100 million. Look, man, the timing of that is just a little tiny bit suspect for then you see Trump trying to defend the crown prince. I mean, come on, man. I mean, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not pro-Trump because I understand that the office of the president is just not I want to say it's not important to me because I'm not a part of that cult of presidency. It has nothing to do with Trump or Obama or any other president. As far as I'm concerned, right now it's a corporate control, and I don't want any parts of it. I'm not anti-Trump or pro-Trump, except for the fact that, you know, that there's things that are being done in allegedly our names that are pretty not cool. Now, does Trump do a lot of things that are good for the economy here? Absolutely. Did he pardon the Hammonds? Absolutely. Thank you, President Trump. Appreciate it. But Israel and Saudi Arabia? Not.
Right. Israel has a wall, he says in Missoula, Montana yesterday. Israel has a wall. Oh, well, that's, I don't think that's a good model. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after a short break.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me.
Welcome back. Final segment. I want to go kind of fast this Friday, October 19th. We have Tom Lacovara-Stewart, host of Resurrect the Republic here on RBN, on as well. And my apologies to the callers, Murr, Dan, and Harvey. There's some kind of weird thing going on with Skype. The board op is passing me messages, but since Tom's been patched in, I can't see the messages. I apologize. So I want to hear your theory real quick, Tom, and then I want to go to Harvey in Florida. I want to grab him real fast, too. So go ahead. Your wall theory, Tom.
Yeah, I can join you at any time, brother. Our callers are are far more important, that they're our life's blood. I don't mind taking a step back. I think I took too much time. I can call in tomorrow, brother.
Okay. I appreciate the visit, and we'll definitely have to do it again, because, like you said, you know, the listeners are interested. So
yes,
definitely.
God bless you, and a wonderful show, brother.
Thanks. You too. I look forward to doing it again soon.
Yes, sir. I'll hang back.
All right. To the phones, Harvey in Florida. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you today?
Hey, Harvey. Not too bad, thanks. You?
Very well. Your show is right on the money today. You know, speaking of this, I'm shocked that there's torture by Saudi Arabians, and especially in Turkey. We know Turkey never tortured anybody, right?
Yeah, no, never.
But, you know, that you were saying earlier, this is subterfuge. The fact is, they're responsible for, I would say, what is it, 300,000, 400,000 deaths right next door to them in Yemen, using American weapons and American planes and American bombs and British bombs and British planes. 300,000 slaughtered.
Who knows what the numbers are at this point? Can we trust the Western media? It could be approaching a million or millions. I mean, who knows, really, because of the starvation and the disease and, you know,
Right, so we're outraged about one alleged reporter who was really Al-Qaeda, and we're outraged. I mean, it's selective outrage, you understand?
Al-Qaeda, yeah, exactly. Feigned selective outrage, absolutely.
Unbelievable. I mean, we're slaughtering, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't just hack them to pieces and put them in bags and carry them away, but how many grandmothers, grandfathers in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan, all over the world that we slaughter every day, bombing and strafing and sneaking up on them in the night, like you brought up, sneaking up on our brave military drop in and slaughter people in the night in our drones.
So yeah.
We're worried about, they told us to be worried about one reporter who wasn't a reporter, was really some type of triple agent and propaganda artist. So that's what I'll leave you with, Chris. Thanks for being there, and thanks for having your phones open, my friend.
You bet, Harvey. Sorry it took so long. I apologize. And seriously, I apologize to Murr and Dan. There was some kind of weird thing. I was hearing the blips, but I couldn't see the messages. So we're trying to get that stupid nonsense worked out, and I think we're doing a better job than we have in the past, but I do apologize. Anyway, we kind of... You know, we didn't dig too deep. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I appreciate Tom joining us. Thanks, Tom. Thanks to the callers. Thank you to the listeners. I hope it was informative, as always. It truly is an honor and pleasure. It really is. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting from the Kosher-tified studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, this is National Bugle Radio.